شیخ باقر شریف القرشی decides to compile.
So we can consider Sayyid Hadi Khosrowshahi.
شهید محمد باقر الصدر.
He was born in Kazemiya.
The first and the most important thing that we can learn from Allama Tabatabai is his great effort.
In this regard, I should like to say that one of the great benefits of the late Ayatollah Sayyid Mahmoud Shahrudi was.
When we look at the works of late Rawzati, we see.
There is a famous sentence from Mirza Khalil Qamarani that he says in Farsi, "Tuhid kalame baraye kalame tuhid."
Be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in the teacher.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum to the listeners of IRIVE English Radio Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program The Teacher, an introduction into the thoughts and works of the most outstanding Muslim Shiite scholars and ulama. I am Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have two very special guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Shaykh Rouhani and Shaykh Fadai. Shaykh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And Shaykh Fadai, assalamu alaikum to you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Okay, for today's discussion, we want to talk about Sayyid Ali ibn Muhammad Tabatabai Hariri, mainly known as Sahib Riyadh, or the writer of Riyadh. This is because he's the author of Riyadh al-Masail, one of the most outstanding books in the field of fiqh or Islamic jurisprudence. Before getting to his achievements, his scholarly life, let's be more familiar with his early biography and life. Shaykh Rouhani, let's start with you, brother. Give us more information about Sayyid Ali Tabatabai.
Yes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sayyid Ali ibn Muhammad Ali Tabatabai Hariri, the full name of this great scholar. He was one of the great jurists or faqih and usuli of the Shia in the 12th and 13th century of, according to the lunar calendar or Islamic calendar. Of course, he was one of the very well-known and popular students of the great ulamas like Wahid Behbahani and the other, let's say, great scholars. Sayyid Ali Tabatabai was born in Kazemain, which is a city near to Baghdad.
Or Al-Kazemiya.
Al-Kazemiya, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And his father was Muhammad Ali, the son of Abu al-Ma'ali. And of course, he was the children of Sadat. His mother and his father, both of them, were among Sadat. That's why they were called Tabatabai. And yes, as it is said about him, that he has written lots of great books and works. Yes. That will be, inshallah, discussed later.
That's right.
Yes, he was finally died in Karbala when he was 70 years old, and he was buried in the holy shrine of Imam Hussein, alayhi salatu wassalam.
That's right. It seems that most of his life, his scholarly life and personal life, have passed in the city of Karbala. Shaykh Fadai, give us a picture of his life in Karbala. How was it? How was his scholarly life over there? What were his main achievements over there?
One of the interesting points about the life of ulama scholars is that most of them are famous by their books, the main book. For example, the name is Sayyid Ali Tabatabai, Sayyid Ali ibn Muhammad Tabatabai Ha'iri.
Yes.
But in Hausa, even nowadays, in the lessons of Hausa, he is known by Sahib Riyadh.
Even nowadays, they
even
call
now, him? Even now,
Sahib
they
Riyadh.
Call him Sahib Riyadh. Nice. Maybe some of the clergymen, some of the students who doesn't know that his real name is Sayyid Ali Tabatabai.
Okay.
They all know him with the name of Sahib Riyadh.
Like Sayyid, you know, Jawahir.
Yeah,
or
like Sahib Jawahir.
Yes, yes.
And most of the students in Hausa doesn't know that his name is Muhammad Hassan Najafi, but in Hausa, most of students, clergymen, know him with the name, with the title Sahib Jawahir. It shows us the great position of knowledge and scientific books. You know, the book is getting so effective in a knowledge like fiqh that all people focus and concentrate on the book more than the author.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the book is one of the works of that author.
Yes.
But the one which is seen by all students in Hosea
and becomes more popular.
Because more
yes,
popular is the greatness of that book,
yes,
like Sahib Riyadh. You know, and this book, he started to write a book in jurisprudence based on reason. ijtihad. Mm-hmm. When at the time that usually the scholars and faqih, they used to write their works based on narrations, not reasons and ijtihad.
So for our dear listeners, I must say that we have some narrative ijtihad and we have some argumentative.
We can say narrative fiqh.
Fiqh is better
or
to say, yes.
Argumental, yes. And intellectual fiqh.
Yes.
You know, it was a complete course of intellectual fiqh based on reason.
Reasoning, that's right.
A complete course. At that time, it was so interesting. Because of that, this book is so famous. And even now, in the lessons of Hoza, in fiqh, as we call it, Dars-e Kharij, always they refer to this book.
To Riyaz al-Masail.
This book didn't lose the importance and the great position up to this day.
Yes. Okay. This is very important. So many fiqhi, we can say, or jurisprudential rulings and issues are discussed by Sayyid Ali Tabatabai in Riyaz al-Masail, as you said, but based on a kind of reasoning or argumentative approach.
Of course, when we say based on reason, it doesn't mean that the scholar doesn't use narration and hadith. They use the verses of Quran, the narration, different viewpoints of past scholar, and then at the end, they try to use their mind and intellect in order to get to conclusion.
That's right.
Not just refer to the hadith without thinking about that. Without, for example, checking other viewpoints of scholars. The ending point is conclusion by intellect. Of course, yes, the base is the verses of Quran and hadith of 14 Masumin.
That's all right.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah. La
ilaha illallah.
Sociopolitically, Sayyid Ali Tabatabai was very much active too, especially in the city of Karbala. What were his main achievements?
Yes, as you rightly mentioned, he was also active in different, let's say, fields, particularly in some of the social or political kind of affairs of the people. Because at that times, it happened sometimes that some of the Wahhabi groups, they were trying to attack the city, the holy city of Karbala. That's why this Allama tried to protect and safeguard the city against the attacks that were leveled against Karbala by the, say, Wahhabis.
Okay.
So he built, I think, a very thick and very, let's say, strong kind of wall around the city of Karbala to protect the holy shrine of the Imam and to protect the people of Karbala.
It was like a saving wall around the city.
Exactly.
Okay, that's right.
It was normal at that time, all the cities.
Yes.
And also he built a very beautiful and very great masjid in Karbala, which is called Masjid Jami Karbala. And of course, these were some of the, let's say, socio-political activities this great scholar in the city, holy city of Karbala.
Okay. Another important book of Sayyid Ali Tabatabai is Risalatul Bahiyya, which is against Akhbaris. What were exactly Akhbaris stating and why some ulama like this one, Sayyid Ali Tabatabai, known as Sahib Riyaz, acted against Akhbaris and Akhbarigari on that side?
You know, one of the problems that always we had and have in Islam is extremism.
Yes.
Always when we want to think about extremism in Islam, we remember Wahhabism. Yes, they are extremists.
Yes.
But in the sides of Sunni as we can call. Okay. Of course, we don't believe that they are real Sunnis. They are not Wahhabi.
Because they are not a denomination,
yes.
You know. Okay.
But we shouldn't forget that mm-hmm. we have some extremists in our side, in Shia, who are these Akhbaris.
They go
so,
radical. Okay.
Yes. What is Akhbarism, we can call them?
Yes.
Akhbarism. Akhbarism is to focus on traditions and hadith mm-hmm. without thinking about that, whether this is a real hadith or not. Mm-hmm. They don't seek and check the roots of hadith, mm-hmm. whether it was said by Imam or not. All sentences, all words which were written in the books called hadith, mm-hmm. they accept them, all of them, as hadith,
okay.
without searching the roots. So, you know, after the problem of caliphate in the time of Imam Ali, some of them, they believe that because of this problem, we should defend Imam, we should
yes.
defend Ahlul Bayt. But the way was wrong. Defending Ahlul Bayt by all words that are called hadith made a lot of problems. So they didn't know that what kind of problem this viewpoint can make.
That's right.
Sayyid Ali Tabatabai, I can call him the symbol of moderation at that time. He fought the extremism in the side of Sunni and extremism in the side of Shia, both of them as well.
That's right.
So the extremists in Sunni part, they attacked and they started a war, so he made a wall.
Yes.
But what about this extremist? Mm-hmm. They attacked by their books, by their idea.
Yes.
They made a scientific wall around the beliefs of Shia by that book. So that's why I can call him the symbol of moderation at that time, real mm-hmm. moderation.
That's all right. Okay, as you said, his achievements were really great on that time. And this was the line that was established by Wahid al-Bahbahani in the city of Karbala, you know. And this was how the Hawza Elmiya of the Karbala was changed in the method and the approach to the Islamic sciences. That's all right. Okay, anything missed, Sheikh Rouhani?
Just some of the, let's say, moral or ethical, mm-hmm. Let's say, characteristics of this Allama is also interesting.
Very good.
As it is mentioned by some of the great Shiite scholars like Abu Ali Ha'iri, the author of Rawadat, or the Sheikh Abbas Qummi, the author of Rehanat al-Adab.
Yes.
In these great books, they mentioned the name of these alim, these great scholars, with the titles like Thiqa, trusty, we can say, trustworthy, we can say, and Jalilul Qadr, which means very great, very outstanding scholar, Muhakkik, mm-hmm. and unique kind of scholar in the history. Yeah, these are some of the titles that yes. were given to him by some of the great scholars. And he was very much careful and cautious about Haqqun Nas.
Mm-hmm.
He was always trying to
right.
to preserve these things.
We know that at his time, so many of the wujuhat, the monies, yes. you know, the blocks of monies were coming from Indian, especially subcontinent, because the Shias were living over there, so they paid the Khoms Zakat over there. So say like a mountain, okay? Yeah. The gold and the monies were over there, but all the monies were spent for the Shias around the city of Karbala. It says some gardens or some grounds were bought in order to be the source of the concept, how can I say, the charity and the blessings for the Shias living over there. That's all right. About his demise, it is mentioned that it was 1231, according to the lunar Hijri calendar. He passed away in the city of Karbala. His body was taken into the holy shrine of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, and he was buried beside or close to the tomb of Wahid al-Bahbahani, his professor and his teacher. May Allah bless the soul of Sayyid Ali Tabatabai, the author of Riyaz al-Masail. He is mainly known as Sahib Riyaz in the Islamic seminaries. Thank you, Mash Sheikh Fadai and Sheikh Rouhani for a nice elaboration regarding his life. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program, The Teacher. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.